This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic beginning today. On the first leg of his two-day visit, he will reach Uzbekistan today. He will visit Tashkent at the invitation of the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev. This will be Mr. Modi's fourth visit to Uzbekistan. The Prime Minister's office in a statement said that during his visit, he will hold delegation-level talks with President Mirziyoyev to further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Uzbekistan. Our correspondent has the details.
During the visit, both leaders will have discussions on the entire gamut of issues of bilateral importance in Tashkent. India is among top 10 trade partners of Uzbekistan with bilateral trade of around 1 billion, which is the result of the manifold increase of the trade in last few years. Medical, mining and defense are few of the important sectors in which there is a lot of potential for cooperation. India has long-standing and wide-ranging cooperation with Uzbekistan in the field of defense. A joint working group on defense was established in 2019. India and Uzbekistan regularly participate in joint military exercises, Dostlik, and the seventh edition of this exercise was conducted in Uzbekistan in April 2020. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Tashkent.
On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Bishkek on a two-day visit to participate in the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit at the invitation of the President of Kyrgyz Republic, Sadir Japarov. The summit marks the 25th anniversary of the SCO, of which India has been a full member since the year 2017. The death toll from the devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 579, with 1,924 people still missing. According to the data released by the Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 579 bodies have been recovered so far, while 101 injured people are undergoing treatment in hospitals. The missing figure of 1,924 includes people from hydropower projects, foreign nationals, civilians and security and government personnel. As many as 933 people from hydroelectric projects are reported missing, while 517 foreign nationals remain unaccounted for. Meanwhile, India has stepped up humanitarian assistance to Nepal affected by flash floods as the third flight carrying 10 tons of humanitarian assistance has departed for Kathmandu last evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar informed this in a social media post that the assistance includes portable generator sets, dignity kits, food packets and water purification tablets. Dr. Jaishankar said that an 11-member team of doctors, paramedics and recce team for tunnel rescue operations is also on board. The government has said that there is no shortage of sugar in the country and all necessary measures will be taken for adequate availability of sugar at reasonable prices. Consumer Affairs Ministry said that ex-mill sugar prices have declined by around 20% in recent days, while retail sugar prices have also started coming down. The ministry said it has taken a series of proactive measures to ensure adequate availability of sugar and prevent artificial tightening of supplies in the domestic market. The results of the UGC National Eligibility Test, NET, for 84 subjects have been announced, with more than 4,000 candidates qualifying for the Junior Research Fellowship. The National Testing Agency, NTA, had ordered fresh examinations for candidates who appeared for the English, Commerce and Sociology papers in June this year after an expert committee found factual, typographical, translation and language-related errors in the question papers. The re-examinations are scheduled for September 9 and 10, for which candidates will not be required to pay additional fees. India's Velavan Senthilkumar won the PSA Budapest Squash Open title in Hungary after defeating home favourites Bals Farkas 3-0 in the final. He had an impressive run to the title, beating world number 18 and Asian Games gold medalist Yan Wong Ning 3-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.